We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
1, 2, 3.
This is Talkin' Tech with Teddy. Now, here is your host, Teddy Allen.
Hey, everybody. Glad y'all are listening on iTunes or LaTeXSports.com or however you're listening. We're proud to have you. We're visiting today with Jamarius Smith. When's the last time his street name's Jamar. When's the last time you've been called by your birth name?
Well, Coach Tay always used to call me by my birth name, okay. So that was a good thing. But most of the coaches, they kind of picked up on it a little bit and just make it a joke thing. But it's all love. But my grandmother, she usually does it when I'm in some trouble. So
Grandma would do that. It's his phone going off. That's Jay Martin's bookie calling in just a second. It could be Tim Rattay. Have you heard from Rattay?
Yeah, I talked to him last week. We were just talking about the season, how everything was going. I asked him how everything was going with him. So he likes it there. You know, he's still getting comfortable with it. You know, he's back in the thing of the NFL, so that's a good thing. But that was one of my best friends here. I really miss him a lot.
I know he recruited you. Yeah. He's a hard guy not to fall in love with. Good
Taylor,
dude.
Coach Taylor's my guy.
Todd Fitch, now who you've known since you've been here, and he's taken over. And what's y'all's relationship like?
I know when Coach Tate gave me the call in the spring, you know, we talked about a good hour and a half. We were just talking. I knew Coach Fitch, he was here. He was offensive coordinator when my redshirt freshman. Mm-hmm. So he's been here. I'm comfortable with him. And once we got in the room, he told us how it was going to be. And I really liked that. You know, it's going to be tough love. And I think going into my senior year, you know, the things I needed to work on, the thing I needed to fix, I think it was a good addition for me just to, you know, hear another voice, hear another philosophy, get on the board and just learning new things from a different coach and not just, you know, being stagnant with one coach, which is not a bad thing, but it's always good to hear another voice in the room. So I think it was a big plus for me and the guys in this quarterback room.
Good for y'all. And Jamar, of course, is quarterback for the Bulldogs. He has started 4 straight season openers. He's the only quarterback in America to do that. From Meridian, Mississippi, and we've stole him over here. What's the name of that lake that sounds funny that's outside of y'all's town? Okotibbe or something.
Okotibbe. Okotibbe.
So I know they have a lot of events down there.
They used to have a lake down there. Like we used to go. They used to have fishing rodeos all the time. I used to go down there. Me and my grandfather and my uncles and cousins. We used to go down there and catch fish. I used to try to learn how to fish, and then it got boring after a while. So I used to just eat all the food that we used to bring.
Right. never heard of a fish rodeo, and I'm from the country. So.
Yeah, they just used to put all the fish in the lake, and then just bring. It's more of a kids thing. Okay. But you know, some of the older people come out there and try to catch as many fish they can.
Well, you're too good of an athlete to just fish. You got to be moving around, I would imagine. Have you ever heard of Big KIRT? I think he's a rapper.
Oh, Big Crit. Oh yeah, 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 Big Crit. That's my favorite. That's my favorite artist. I mean, of course, he's
your homeboy
from my hometown. And my first time meeting him was I think my 10th grade year for baseball. And he came to a baseball game.
Big Crit came to.
The thing is, he played baseball when he was growing up, and he went to the same high school. He had a cousin that was a pitcher, and I was a catcher. So you know, that was a deal. And he came to a game. So it was a good deal. And I remember that was the day he really became my favorite artist.
What's like one of his big tunes?
It's a lot of them. I know my favorite one is Mount Olympus. Okay. You know, it was just going through some things. People were saying stuff about, you know, people were talking about him, and he just came out with a track. You know, it's that track right there. It was
Big Crit. I'll look it up.
Yes, sir. I got you.
There's another dude named David Ruffin. I don't know if you know him. Have you ever heard of him?
Oh, yeah. From Temptations.
That's my Papa was a Rolling Stone.
Yeah.
DJ Moore.
Yeah.
This makes me feel younger. And then a woman named Cella Ward. I don't know if you've ever heard of
her. I heard the name before.
Of my generation, she's like the Clemson of female.
Really? Actresses. I got you. Yeah, now I think recently I read an article on Facebook. I think they're naming a road in Meridian after David Ruffin. So
out of David Ruffin. Okay. Yeah. If y'all ain't listened to Temptation, you need to go back and get you some of that.
Yeah, you need to listen to Temptation. You always got to have some oldies in there.
And then Cella Ward, I think she turned traitor and went to the University of Alabama and was a cheerleader.
Yeah.
Women, what are you gonna do?
I can't say much about traitors. You know, I kind of grew up in the Alabama family, so.
And that's right. Your daddy, Kenny, was a defensive lineman for Bama when the Bulldogs beat him. Did y'all ever talk about that?
Oh, yeah. Him and Taylor always talked about it. I mean, my first time coming here, we played. It was the year Cody Sokol was here. I came for a visit. They played West Kentucky, which was – that was a big game. And they talked for like an hour before the game, just talking about the game that they played. And they played twice, the 97 and 99. Mm-hmm. And both of them played that year. So it was a good conversation. I was glad to be a part of and here.
My understanding is Rattay at the end of the game, he talked a lot of trash on the field.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
As the game was ended.
Yeah.
All right, the other night against UMass, y'all put up 69, and you threw a bunch of beautiful balls, but the prettiest throw of the night might have been from my man Adrian Hardy.
Yeah,
did y'all talk about that?
the play was interesting. When it got called in, my eyes moved. I was like, okay, we're about to run it. So I was trying to make sure everything was right, mm-hmm. and then hand the ball off, and I had a block at the time, but I really wanted to see if he was going to get the ball up and throw it, and he threw it, and I thought it was going to be it was a great ball by Adrian, mm-hmm. don't get me wrong. It's just Wayne, I think Wayne said he looked into the light and kind of faded off from it a little bit, so, but we ran it, we executed it to the point, up until the catch, but the defense bit on the run that was really good.
He slung it out there pretty good.
Yeah, I know. I think Adrian played quarterback in high school.
And so. I see y'all practice it every now and then. He can flip it.
Yeah, yeah.
That was an end around where Hardy mm-hmm. held up and threw it, and Tucson missed it. Wayne's going to be a wonderful receiver.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be a great receiver.
He's fun to watch.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. That was a 55-yard pass you threw to C.J. Powell, which was the longest of the year. But that would have been a 67-yarder if Wayne could have mm-hmm. hauled that in. Do you like playing quarterback?
Oh, yeah. It's been interesting. You know, I'll say this to anybody. Like, up until my ninth grade year, was the first time I ever played quarterback. Other than that, I was playing receiver, running back, or linebacker. And it's something about being a quarterback. You know, it's kind of like being the catcher, pitcher, or the center field. You know, it's just, you know, the guys that, you know, kind of see everything, mm-hmm. you know, kind of quote-unquote control the field, you know, make the checks, make the calls, you know, just make sure everybody is, you know, doing their job and have control of the game in certain situations. But, you know, it feels good just to complete a pass or to take the heart out of the defense when you score. So,
well, you've had to do it under a decent amount of pressure. You had a lot of guys, some of your receivers hurt when you were a sophomore. Last year you had a different offensive line. How were you coached to handle those? Because that's something fans don't think about. Oh, they don't care if two extra – if the guys are hurt.
That's the thing. It's just fighting through, I'll say, adversity for the whole offense and the team, you know. Nobody wants to have a shift on the offensive line or receiver when you've been doing things for so long with the first group, the second group, and you're trying to build depth with the whole offense, and you get comfortable with the first group that you're going to go out there with. But it's all about the game of adjustments. You know, you have to adjust to different people. You have to get the different group of offensive guys that's going to play and glue them guys together so that all y'all can execute a high level and, you know, produce as an offense, because you don't want to go out there and not produce and look bad, you know.
Yeah, well, and that's the way life is. Sometimes you're going to get up, your car ain't going to start. You got to adjust. So good, y'all have handled it well. Sorry. The other night, you made a check out to A-Bear, and in the press box, you could say, hey, y'all, watch Griffin right here. And I figured it was a check, and I asked Skip, and it was. But what route was he supposed to run? If he ran what we would call a flag or a fade, and you teardropped it in there, it was a 17-yard touchdown pass.
Yep. The original play was a hollow concept to the field. You know, I had alert to the boundary. And I saw some of the defense where they brought everybody within 6 yards of the ball. Mm-hmm. I knew we weren't going to get the ball off in time. And I looked at the clock, and I was like, I have to make this check. But we had, 10 seconds, so I was trying to – the thing is, the left side, it was Griff and Wayne. They were already set for their the check, and they didn't have to move. But the boundary, they had to move for the check, and they didn't. They kind of made a game – it's a game of adjustment. So they ran the route in the formation that we were in, and Griff made a great catch, and I just put the ball where I needed to put it for him to catch it.
It was a really pretty pass. That was his third touchdown catch of the year. You've called yourself a point guard this year. Explain to fans why you look at it that way.
Just trying to be smart with the ball, you know. I'm trying to limit my turnovers. You know, I had a lot last year, and I kind of big on that. Just I don't want to, put the offense – or I don't want to put the defense in a bad situation. I don't want to take the confidence or the rhythm out of the offense when we're moving the ball. So I try to be smart with the ball, and I just try to make the right checks, you know, try to get us in the right plays and not take lost yardage plays. And I try to get the ball to all the receivers, you know. The point guard try to have all the assists, you know, trying to get everybody in the right plays, get the play started, bring the ball down the court, you know, just being a floor general. Now, I don't want to say I'm a coach because I'm nowhere near a coach, but I want the coaches to feel like that they can, you know, have enough trust in me on the field to make sure that I know what I'm doing, know what everybody else doing, and make sure I can distribute the ball the right way.
Well, you've thrown, I think, 13 different guys have caught passes this year. You got a lot of different targets. This is the 12th podcast of this particular year, I believe. So since it's 12, we'll dedicate it to Terry Bradshaw.
Yes, sir.
And you've passed him the other day. I think you passed him in career passing yards and in passing TDs. 42 passing TDs. I think only six guys or seven are now ahead of you. Passed our buddy Matt Dunnigan the other day. And then 8,000 yards passing. Only three other guys have done that. Your buddy Tim Rattay is one of them. You're 6'1", 218, and you kind of redid your body over the year. When you were a sophomore, you were carrying 25 more pounds?
Yeah, I was. It was just most of it is just home-cooked meals, you know.
Oh, boy.
that'll get you, but it was more of just the stuff I was eating. I was eating a lot of chicken, a lot of carbs, and I had to cut back on that. And we were watching film yesterday's offense, and then we were watching the Southern Miss game from 2 years ago when we lost in double overtime. And I was telling Coach Sloan that I look heavy right there. I think at that point, I think I was 242, and it wasn't like my upper body wasn't big; it was all in the leg. So, and I had to watch what I eat because everything I ate went right to my leg. So I just took it. Took it hard. But yeah, it's just, you know, it's just some people they can eat all day and not gain weight, just like Jaquise. He has Jaquise can eat a house and he just still has no body percent. But yeah, some people it just goes to certain spots and just carry their weight.
We look good and just want fans to know if you're used to seeing you all the time like I am, you can see how when I saw you after the summertime, I said, whoa, Hester's got a hold of this guy.
Coach has been putting some work in.
Well, thanks for the work off the field, man. All y'all do that, and it shows up. Tips from the Manning Passing Academy. You went to that. What kind of stuff did you bring back from that?
I know for drills, for the drill work that we did, I know when we first got there, after we checked in, we went right on the field 30 minutes after before the camp even started, so I knew what we were getting into right then. But
it's all business.
Yeah, it's all business. But then after business, you're going to be a coach and try to mentor the kids that was there. But it was more the drills that we had. You know, it was the drills that you could take from practice to and relate them to the game situations by about movement, keys, reading keys, and then something happens, then going somewhere else. Mm-hmm. More about watching film. I know I try to be a film rat and try to mm-hmm. take every detail I can out of the film so I can make the game day easy. Just about being comfortable with the offense, you know, relating to the, just knowing what everybody's doing, you know, mm-hmm. communicating as well, you know, just being the quarterback that you need to be in the film room, in the weight room, on the field, and off the field. You know, it was just a lot of great things that the guys there and the manage that they taught me and related to me, and it just kind of carried me through the season.
Well, you're one of the best athletes on our team, no doubt about it, with a bunch of good athletes, sure. But there's so much technique involved in every position.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
You know, people kind of take for granted. Yeah, I've heard the Manning boys talk about watching film mm-hmm. of their dad playing, and they just make fun of him because his feet are all messed up. He's got, the game has really evolved.
Yeah, the game has, and I think Payne was a guy that really explained about the footwork in the pocket. Mm-hmm. That's why I say that the drills that we did, it kind of related to the game. And we did those. Like, as soon as I got back, I told the quarterbacks, like, I got some drills that we can do that can help all of us with our footwork. And it helped. You know, we're still getting better. We're still using some of those drills. And I think that going down there this summer kind of really helped me improve my game.
Well, Peyton wouldn't know much about this, but how much freedom do you have to run, which Peyton had none?
Oh, yeah. It's all – sometimes we have design runs, sometimes we have reads, sometimes it's off scramble, mm-hmm. so it's all about the play. But I like passing the ball. I like passing touchdowns, you know. So, but if I have to run, I have a problem with it. It's just I have to be smart with it and, you know, just try to make sure I have ball security, make sure I just protect myself and not mm-hmm. do anything that the coaches don't want me to do.
Well, they wanted you to against Rice when you had that draw.
Oh, yeah.
So how much time did you have to say when you figured out I'm mm-hmm. I fixed a score? Was it when you were still behind Cody?
Yeah, it was. I caught, like, because the thing is, it was a weird – I knew the call. You know, I knew where the lineman was going. I knew where the running back was going. And then they made a shift right when I clapped mm-hmm. before the snap. And I knew the line was going out there, and I just followed the running back, and then I led right up to Cody, and then right off him, I saw the end zone. I was like, I have to get in here right now. So I was like, I'm not being stopped. So it was a great feeling to cross that goal line and win the game.
Bulldogs
Rice.
Won it in overtime at Houston. They're 2-0 in the league and 5-1 now with the big game against Southern Miss coming up. These are your homeboys. What makes Southern Miss so tough? You've watched a lot of film.
The rivalry, Dixie. Huh? You know, it's always a good competition. It's always a great game. You know, both teams circle this game every year. You know, it's been that way ever since I got here. It's just, you know, it's always competitive. It's always the trash talk. It's always, you know, the mental preparation that you have to take to the next step. But you have to treat that for every game. You know, mm-hmm. we still have the mentality of going 3-0 right now because after these three games, we have another bye week, and we have the last part of the season. So we try not to get this game bigger than ourselves. You know, I think in the past we have, and that kind of hurt us in the long run, but we haven't. I know in the past years we haven't scored in when we needed to in the late part of the game, and the years before that we had a lot of turnovers, so we're just trying to make sure that, I know for myself, you know, minimize the missed opportunities, minimize the missed assignments, and make sure that we're doing everything we can as offense and as a team.
It's weird how your brain, without you knowing, it works different when you're a senior than when you're a freshman, which I'm sure you try to coach these guys up and tell them, if you win the day,
just make sure you win the day.
What about your a couple more things, we'll let you get back to football, and your major's what?
Business administration. I graduated in May in business administration.
Attaboy. What do you think you'll be doing? What do you want to be doing in maybe 10
I want to go into sports marketing. You know, I want to stay in sports. You know, if I want to play in sports, I think I'd just still be in sports in some type of way. Mm-hmm. But I want to try to, you know, market anybody. It could be from athletes. It could be from college team, NFL team. But I just want to be able to have the opportunity to help a team, you know, market their sales and market their organization to, you know, make sure everybody knows about them and they're getting a good impression off everybody else.
All right. Speaking of, marketing people, mm-hmm. who is the goofiest person on our team?
The goofiest person on our team. It's called Dwight.
Dwight Stallworth.
Is he Dwight Stallworth, Smoke Harris, CJ, let me guess the defensive guys. Willie Baker.
Okay.
Meek Robinson, he's pretty funny.
He's a funny guy.
Yeah, he's a funny guy. Let me see who else is a clown on the team. We got a lot of people. It's just you gotta catch all of them at this certain day. And, Javonte Woodard. Javonte Woodard is.
He's not shy.
No, not at all. Is one thing I know about him. We're both business majors, and I take a lot of class with him. He will introduce himself as So Fly Woodard. because that's his nickname. Okay. He wants the teachers to call him SoFly Woody.
He would have that on his jersey.
If he could have SoFly on his jersey.
Who's a guy on our team who wants to have some rhythm but just doesn't? It used to be our running back from Halton.
Jerry Crown?
Yeah, used to be Crown. The guys always got on him.
We got some people that got some rhythm, You know, it's Louisiana, so they all, anytime they hear music, they're going
to start moving.
Yeah, you know it.
Your birthday is between the FIU game and the Rice game. You turned 23. Forgot to wish happy birthday,
Thank you.
I know Bashan and Kenny are proud of you. Let's talk about your offensive lineman, then we'll let you go because you got to talk about you.
Oh yeah, I love them. I got to feed them tomorrow.
Do you?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
What are y'all having?
I'm gonna give them some barbecue. I'm probably gonna go to Bristol's and give them some barbecue.
Ooh.
Yeah. I gotta feed them right here. I gave them a rule for the pet ever since I've been starting. I said no sex. I take y'all out to eat. So I think I gotta. Gotta feed my lineman.
If you had a couple words to sum these guys up, Cody Russ.
I wish I could say more. It's just I gotta put it to my right hand man right there. It's when me and him are on the same page, we're communicating, everything's fine.
Drew Kirkpatrick,
workhorse. Yeah, he's a silent assassin. He makes sure you know everything gets cleaned up. He's gonna hit you in the mouth for sure. So he's a dirty one, which I like it.
What about my guy Ethan?
Smart, the brains of the offensive line. Just he's an engineer. He's one of the smartest ones on the team, the smart ones on the line. So he's All-American. It was All-American freshman year. So the guy has talent. You know, he knows his job. He's smart. So he's gonna do what he has to do to be on the field and make sure the offensive line is good.
These guys get hit every play. He's starting 46 straight come Saturday. Yeah. Nobody else in America has done that. What about Willie? And we've already talked about Jawai, who's the nut. But what about my man Willie Allen?
Willie, he's came a long way. You know, he's came a long way. He was a transfer. You know, it took him a while to get adjusted to the system and where he was at right now. And I think Willie's made one of the biggest improvements on the team. You know, just getting his body right, getting his mind right for the season. And, you know, just taking his game to the next level so he can, you know, be the starting left tackle for us and be the blind side, you know. And, you know, it comes a lot of responsibility being a blind side. I think he's taken a bigger role and just done his job and just doing everything he can just to, like I said, just make sure the offense is going well.
Yeah, dude's a joy to be around. Joshua Moat, he's a preacher's son.
He's a choir guy, but he will come with some power. You know, he's still getting there. He's still getting comfortable. You know, still getting into the plays. They got him into some new sets that we have. You know, he's still getting comfortable with that. But I know for all our offensive linemen, they're going to do their job. They're going to try to, you know, protect the quarterback, give him running lanes for the running back, and follow the ball when their screens or passes. You know, just to clean up anything else. So everybody can make plays, and I think they've done a great job this year. Just, you know, doing their job, executing. You know, me and the offensive line, we won. You know, we were on the same page communication wise. But I think this offseason we took it hard. You know, just to, you know, make sure that we're all on the same page so we can all do our job. And I know what you're doing. You know what I got, so we can, you know, feel comfortable.
Yeah, and thank goodness they've all been able to stay on the field this year. Right, and then Byron and Antoine, they've got in there too. To help.
We're trying to build depth, you know, trying to get some guys rotated in, just like Abraham Delphin. You know,
he's got
in there too. So, you know, we're trying to rotate in, you know, have everybody comfortable, have everybody ready for any time of the game.
It's a neat group you got in front of you. We'll wrap it up by this. And one of the reasons you're probably looser this year is because all those guys are back and playing well and healthy. What else, in closing this out, has got you to be more comfortable this year? Looks like you're having more fun.
The defense, you know. We started the game off 7-0. That makes my job easy. But our defense they've done a great job this year. You know, going through fall camp, I think I was telling Colin, our linebacker, I said, y'all really pushed me and the whole offense just, you know, just to – make sure I know where my eyes are going. Make sure I can read the defense. There's the different looks and different stuff that our defense does. And I think they're ranked top five nationally in the red zone. Like that says a lot right there. Yep. Like they're going to put you against your will and try to get you to score when they know they're not going to let you score. So it's a good thing that our defense is tough. They're they're down here, they're gritty, you know, they're just coming to work, you know, they're going to put their face in the ball and try to, you know, make you give up. So I like that.
If you play defense, what position do you think you'd play on the
I would play outside linebacker for some reason. I play outside backer. That's why I play in high school, you know, just have the freedom, you know, be out there, you know, blitz on the outside.
You're jealous of Jackson sometimes, James?
Yeah. Yeah, but we used to work out. We used to work out a lot. I was like, man, just the deep the outside linebacker position looks nice. The outside linebacker position looks very nice.
Well, don't throw an interception and have to tackle somebody. Just
I did. Well, you know what happened in Texas? And you know, I was throwing a hot route to Adrian, and the corner came on a cat blitz, and he knocked it down. Yeah. And the outside linebacker was looping around. He caught it, and I had to make a tackle. I was like. All right, I guess I can still talk a little bit.
You also completed a pass for yourself the other day.
Yeah,
it didn't
I know.
Count because they were off sides.
Yeah, at least I caught it. You know?
Did. Well, you're a catcher. I thought you were a pitcher, too, in high school.
Yeah, I could pitch, yeah. I know in high school, and I pitched most of the district games. You know, those are bigger games. And I like being on that mound, you know. I don't shy away from it. I like pounding the zone a little bit.
Would you like to play this last spring for Lane
Burroughs
and him?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we got a lot on our mind right now.
Coach Burroughs, yeah. You know, all my focus right now is on football, but
he's one of your homeboys.
Oh, yeah, he's from
Meridian.
Yeah, he's from Meridian. I still love the game of baseball. That was my first sport I started loving. So, you know, if I still have the opportunity, too, I'm going to take the opportunity. So,
we'll see. Right now, we got Southern Miss to deal with. Drafted by the Padres out of high school, 24th round. Are you happy you came here instead?
Oh, yeah. I think I made the right decision. It was that day that they called me. It was that whole, about 2 weeks span, it was very stressful. Just wanting to know if I really wanted to just go play, you know, professional baseball or play both or, you know, just play football. And I think I made the decision, for one, to get my degree for sure.
Attaboy.
You know, I needed to get that in the back pocket. But I think I needed time to mature. I needed time to grow up because I really didn't have that much. It was all about sports when I was growing up. I really didn't have any social time besides sports, but I was still a sociable person. I could talk to anyone. But I just needed time to grow up and then become myself and mature and just become the man that I want to be in the future.
Congratulations on getting your degree already, being in graduate school. And thanks for coming over here from Mississippi.
Thank you.
And thanks for today's deal. And y'all go get deep.
Yes, sir. It'll be the plan. Right. Thank you.
See ya.
You've been listening to Talkin' Tech with Teddy. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.